Hello, beautiful woman. Welcome to class 8 of Divine Femme, your final class in our beautiful journey. Today we are exploring magnetism and energy alignment. As women, our energy is everything. I've often heard it explained that the masculine is like the container and the structure, the space holder, and the feminine is the energy that moves within that. And we as women actually have the power and the ability to determine the energy of an experience and to bring a certain energy to something, to the container or a situation, and actually change the feeling and energy of that environment or of that situation. The energy that we carry within our own bodies, the energy that we feel within ourselves, can radically determine what we experience outside of ourselves. And this is a real gift of being a woman, and it's a real gift of the feminine. The feminine is that ever-changing, moving, fluctuating energy. And our energy can be sensed and felt by others. Particularly for men, it can be really sensed and felt. And I've often heard my teacher, John Wineland, that I follow, explain that a woman's energy is incredibly soothing to a man's nervous system. Well, it can be. This, when we really get into our feminine, it's very, very soothing to the masculine. And our energy, not only for the masculine, our energy is also affecting everything that's going on around us at all times. And from a conscious creation, law of attraction perspective, we're always radiating an energy, I might have touched on this with you before, that is determining what we call in and attract into our lives. And so being magnetic is about understanding the energetic principles of how we create and experience life. When we're too much in the masculine, we're thinking about what do I have to do? What steps do I have to take? How do I create change here? We focus on the external and we try to get all tangible, and through molding and changing what we see with our eyes and getting practical and getting logical and taking action-based steps forward. And that's a beautiful approach. And I'm going to talk about how to balance action and surrender in this video. But as women, when we understand the power of our own energy, when we understand how to shift our energy state without needing something outside of us to shift it, but we know how to get back in control of what we're feeling, the energy that's going on inside of us, and what we're radiating, then we can work with the principles of magnetism. And that means we can lean back. You know, we spoke last class about leaning back into the feminine and using our energy to call towards us what we desire rather than just our action. So we're really building on what we began talking about in our last class. So take a breath into yourself for a moment. And I want you to feel into. Where is your energy at in this moment? Just turn your focus inwards, do a big spotlight on your inner world. Tune into where are your emotions and your feelings at, and where is your energy at? What is present for you at the moment? Today, I feel quite light and expansive, whereas yesterday, I felt very heavy. For most of yesterday, I felt this heavy, dense energy just sitting in my body, and it was over my chest, and it was sadness. There was some emotion there. But we always have the ability just to tune in and notice, where is my energy at today? Where are my emotions at today? What is going on in my inner world today? And that's a really important, beautiful starting point, is to be able to understand that the way you determine and know what energy you're radiating in that moment is based on how you're feeling. So we're always sending out an energy. We're always radiating energy. We're always bringing an energy to different interactions, to different things we're doing. We're bringing an energy to every action we take. So when I sit down to work on my business, when I sit down to record these videos, there's both the action and then there's the energy I'm bringing with it. Both of those are equally as important. And so sometimes we're like, well, what energy am I bringing? How do I even know? How do I know what energy I'm radiating and vibrating in this moment? You know, based on how you feel. So just tune in. And if you were to identify what emotion, what feeling is present for you at the moment, and what impact this is having on your energy in this moment, to just get a little snapshot of what you're radiating. So if I was to tune into what I was radiating yesterday, so I said there was heaviness, there was sadness, there was a real flatness, and my energy felt quite dense and solid, which meant it was vibrating at quite a low frequency. So when things vibrate at a low frequency, the energy clumps together and becomes dense. When things vibrate at a higher frequency, the energy disperses and becomes really light. We know the kind of example of if you take water and cool down that water, the molecules in there vibrate at a slower, denser rate and turn into ice. They become solid. Then if you heat up those water molecules and make them vibrate at a faster rate, they become steam. So think about that analogy when you're thinking about your own energy. Is your energy, let's use those three levels. Is your energy just feeling calm and flowing like water? Just kind of like, you know, I'm present, I'm flowing, I'm not feeling anything too extreme, I feel fairly neutral, fairly content. Or is my energy started to go down, vibrate at a lower frequency, become more dense and solid? And that's when you'll feel, you know, you've become like the ice, and you'll feel energies like depression, sadness, guilt, not good enough, low motivation, lack of inspiration, unworthiness, shame, even anger sometimes, although anger does have a bit of a higher vibrational frequency to it because there's a bit of power in it. Or has your energy lightened up? Are you feeling joy? Are you feeling inspired, creative, alive, excited, in love, passionate? Has your energy gone up to be like the steam and is vibrating at a high level? So let's even use those three levels. That can be a good little marking indication point just to check in. Am I kind of in the middle? Am I up like the steam, or am I down like the ice today? Because we are all water, aren't we, in our bodies? So that can be a nice reference point for us. So first of all, it's important checking in. Now, particularly if you're approaching a situation at the moment that feels challenging, a situation that you want to create change around, a situation where you want to manifest something, what's really important is to check in and actually notice, where is my energy at around this at the moment? If I was to rate this on a scale, say 0 being the lowest, I'm down like as ice, 10 being the highest, I'm up as high vibrational steam, where is my energy at? What number would I give it? And when we're wanting to create change, to call in something different, to call in something that would feel better, to manifest our desires, to come into alignment with a better opportunity, to magnetize towards us something that we would love and that would feel really good, first of all, we want to look at, where is my energy at around this? And am I in energetic alignment with what I want? Because what most of us do is we forget to pay attention to our energy and we just go start taking action. Now, you might be trying to take an action that will move you towards greater abundance, but maybe your energy's down at a 3, vibrating around scarcity and lack. Maybe it's feeling really dense and heavy, but this desire for abundance is up here, and so you're out of alignment. Sorry, my hand was further down. You're out of alignment. So when we're working with magnetism and energy alignment, what we need to realize is, say I want to call in abundance, and the energy of abundance, of my desire, is freedom, is security, is peace. Let's just say it feels like that. It feels like really high vibration, really great. What most of us do, like I said, is we're down here in scarcity and we try to take action to get there, but our energy's all out of alignment. And so what we can do is, instead, if I'm wanting to create abundance or love or more freedom or a positive outcome or manifest something, I first need to shift my energy state around this situation. Now, that's how we get back in charge of everything. Because what most of us do is we wait to feel different until that external thing changes, or until someone shows up differently, or until something comes our way. So first of all, we're waiting to feel good until that happens. And secondly, we're stuck bringing a low vibration to that situation. So identify a situation where you're wanting to create some change, you're wanting it to feel a certain way, you're wanting to call something in, magnetize something towards you, manifest something. First of all, check in, where is your energy at around it? And also check in, what is the energy of what I desire? So I could do this in relationship. Well, I want to feel really connected and in love with my partner. Well, where's my energy at towards my partner at the moment? Well, I'm actually feeling some resentment because he hasn't showed up in the way that I wanted this week. So I'm out of alignment. So this is when we get back in charge of our emotional state before we do anything, before we take action, before we go to create any change. And we ask ourselves, what can I do to change how I'm feeling about this situation? And there are so many things you can do to create inner change. You can change the story that you're telling about this situation. You can shift your focus off what isn't working and onto what is working. You can stop looking at all the negative aspects and start looking for some of the positive aspects. You could move into a state of gratitude and appreciation. You could take your attention off that altogether if that's just still a really charged area for you and find another area or another way to raise your vibration. Maybe to stop thinking about that personal situation altogether and just get out and go play in nature or play with your pet or play with your child or go have a fun day with one of your friends and just raise your vibration that way. Put on a song and shift your energy. Music can shift you from being that ice up to being high vibrational steam. It absolutely can. So let's say I'm wanting to experience connection and love with my partner, but I'm sitting here in a state of resentment and anger. I might do things like, first of all, journal and unpack what's going on for me, what's created that emotion for me, why am I feeling that way, and work through that in myself and just really own and notice what's been triggered in me. I might ask myself, is there anything I need to help me work through that emotion? Do I need to actually express this to him? Do I need to jump on the phone to a friend and talk it out? Or do I need to realize this is kind of my wound that's just been getting triggered and I just need to breathe through this and be with this? And then I might ask, is there anything I can shift within myself that would allow me to experience this situation differently? Now, if I was to step back in my particular situation, I might be like, well, normally, usually my partner is actually really generous in how he shows up, really committed, really devoted. I'm aware this week he's been really busy with work and he's distracted and there's a lot going on. And rather than telling myself the story that I'm not important and I'm not a priority and he doesn't want to see me, could I shift the story into this one week is not reflective of our whole relationship? And can I just be compassionate and supportive and understanding of him this week that he's got a lot going on? Okay, that makes me feel better because I realize it's not about me. Can I also just notice and appreciate, actually, you know what? Outside of this week, there's so many beautiful things that I can be grateful for about him. Let me reflect on all the wonderful moments of times that he's been generous and thoughtful and all the things that he's done to show his love and care for me. Can I stop focusing on this one negative aspect of our relationship and really focus on all the positives and just spend some time thinking about how grateful I am for this and how wonderful he is and all the things I really love and like about him? And could I maybe actually, and this is what I was thinking today, rather than sulking and shutting down because I'm not getting my needs met, could I just open my heart and be courageous and say, babe, I really feel like we haven't had much quality time this week. Can we carve out some time together? When do you have time available? Actually stand in my power and just ask for what I want. And all of those things lift my energy out of anger and resentment and into, you know what? Nothing's actually has gone that wrong. Everything's okay. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to catch up on some time with my friends, catch up on some other things that are important to me besides him, and also just speak up and ask for what I want in this relationship. Now, that example just gives you an insight into how you don't have to wait for the external thing to change. You can change your own energy. And then when I show up with him in a state of love and connection myself, noticing what's wonderful about him and feeling grateful and appreciative, I'm going to evoke a very different response from him because I'm now in alignment with what I want. So think of any situation where you are wanting to create change, wanting to manifest something, and really work through that exercise. Particularly anytime you're wanting to step into action, first really check where your energy is at around that situation and how you can create a shift in yourself. I thought about this a lot too in regards to when I used to work in a day job. And this can also apply to any situation where you're wanting to experience the situation differently, but you feel powerless to create change externally. So I remember when I was in a day job and I would have to go to this job every day and I really didn't like it. And I felt super stuck there because I was on a contract and I'd committed to being there. And so I thought, well, what can I do? What is within my power? And what was within my power was who I was being while I was there. I couldn't necessarily change what I was doing, because I had things that had to get done. But I could definitely change who I was being, how I was thinking about the situation, the energy I was bringing, how I was showing up. And that's when I really got into doing a morning practice, because I got really committed to getting back in charge of my emotional state and spending time in the morning doing things that filled me up and nourished me and brought me joy and brought me into alignment and made me feel calm and happy. And then I showed up in that day job with that energy. I brought that energy to the situation, and it completely changed not only how I experienced the situation, but then I began to manifest actual changes, because the external world was just a mirror of my internal state. I started to manifest work to be easier. My employees started working much more cohesively with me. My manager became much more supportive. Work just in general became less stressful because it was reflecting the change in my energy state. So this is where we really get back into our power, and we realize the power of our energy, particularly as women. I mean, men are radiating an energy too, but as women, we really can change the feeling and tone of things based on the energy that we bring. Our energy is incredibly, incredibly powerful. So your emotions are your inner guidance system. And the teachings of Abraham Hicks share that a lot. They let you know, are you in alignment or out of alignment with what you desire? And when you're in alignment, so when you're a vibrational match, and when the energy you're bringing through your action is going to help create a desired result, you will feel good. And that's when you're up in that steam energy, that high vibrational good feeling stuff. And when you tune in and you're feeling a lower vibrational energy, it's because you're out of alignment with what you want. And maybe in that moment, you're focusing on what's missing and what's not working and why you're not good enough and why you can't have what you want and why it's not here yet. And all of that will pull you out of alignment and into lower emotional states. So we can constantly be using our energy and our emotions to let us know whether we are energetically in alignment with what we want and get back in charge of creating that change we want within ourselves. And this is where magnetism comes in, because I can't tell you how powerful it has been for me to learn how to do energy work and change my energy rather than always relying on my action to create change. You'll start to notice magical synchronicities unfold in your life when you get back to just focusing on doing the energy work. Like, for example, little things like I might be angry and resentful at my partner, but then I go and spend a few hours doing beautiful things for myself, getting my energy back, and then out of the blue, he calls and says, hey, can I come over and see you? You just begin to evoke different things from people. Another example might be, you know, and I've experienced this so much over the years, I'm feeling lack and scarcity around my business. I'm stressing that things aren't unfolding and manifesting. So I go and do some inner work to practice gratitude and appreciation, and then notice the beautiful abundance of life and all the blessings that I have. And then an email drops in of a new client wanting to work with me. This is what magnetism is, where things can drop in now, almost like magic. The opportunities, the phone call, the people show up differently. Things come to you. Things find you when you do the energy work to come into alignment with them. And I've just experienced this time and time again. And I talk here a little bit about the power of things like joy, play, creativity, being in nature, and particularly being in this playful energy. We spoke about this in one of our classes. And I think I shared the example of how I called in the meeting with my partner based on the energy work I did to come into a state of playfulness. But these things that bring us into a state of play and creativity and joy and lightheartedness are the things that make us magnetic. Think of it again like steam. It really does bring you into alignment with everything that carries that vibration. So perhaps even revisit that work around pleasure, sensuality, and playfulness, because that is really powerful work for raising your vibration and making you magnetic. Doing that work, as I shared with you, called in the most magical, beautiful relationship for me. And I've found with him, it's been constant inner work, but the more that I can keep bringing myself back into that high vibrational, full, open-hearted, joyful space, the better experiences I evoke from him and the more love I evoke from him, because he is a mirror of me and my energy. Let's see what else I wanted to cover with you here. So I ask you in the workbook to work on your bliss list as well. This is another thing that really raises your vibration. And I remember doing this years ago, as I said, when I had this day job and I had to show up there and I felt really stuck. But I decided I wanted to get back in charge of how I was feeling in that situation. So I wrote this thing called my bliss list, and it was literally like 4 pages long in my journal, all of the tiny little things that lit me up, that brought me joy, that made me smile, that brought a little flutter to my heart, that raised my vibration, that shifted my emotional state. And I swear they were the tiniest of things, like the smell of my favorite candle, you know, diffusing essential oils, a dance session at home, making green juice, listening to a YouTube clip from one of my favorite spiritual teachers, or listening to a podcast these days, walking in nature, watching the sunset or the sunrise, playing with my pet. You know, I was living in Melbourne, we had a family pet. The smell of incense, walking into a bookstore and browsing the spiritual books. It was all these tiny little things, just little moments and little things that I knew that if I was feeling out of alignment, I could go and do them and they would raise my vibration and shift how I was feeling. So sometimes if I was feeling funky, I'd dedicate, you know, a Saturday to going to explore my favorite bookstore and go to my favorite health food cafe and get a nice little raw chocolate sweet and then walk in the park and read, like, again, a self-help book. I loved all this stuff. And then maybe go home and do some dancing and then watch a YouTube clip of one of my favorite teachers, have a bath, filled my day with all those little things that brought me bliss and joy. And it completely changed my vibration. And I didn't, again, have to wait for anything outside of me to change. So write out your bliss list, take as many pages as you want, and get really clear on what helps shift your energy and vibrational state. This work, don't underestimate the power of this work. It's really important. And even say before you step into your workday, or before you, if you run your own business, do something that really elevates your energy in the morning and gets you into a state of success, inspiration, motivation, optimism. So you're bringing that energy to all of the work that you're doing for the day. Let's also talk about calling in more light to your energy field. And we've done some of this work before, but this is just a really simple, I find, exercise that raises my vibration. Where we again tune in, because we've done this before, to tune into different energy centers. And we just set the intention to call in high vibrational, crystalline, angelic light. White light, whatever that light looks or means to you. But imagine this beautiful light that comes from the divine, that is infused with the highest vibration of love and light that you can imagine, that is infused with infinite possibility and abundance and joy. And it's this beautiful, sparkly white light. Now you can imagine it flowing down through your crown, coming from the heavens. Sometimes that's a really beautiful thing to imagine, like a waterfall, this beautiful sparkle. I'm seeing it as white light with rainbow sparkles. Like when the sun sparkles off water and you get those little pops of rainbow. It's so delicious. And imagine it flowing down over the top of your head and flowing all over your body and just washing away anything that is heavy or dark or limiting or stagnant. So you can call that in, washing down through the center of your body, washing over your shoulders, washing down your back. Or another way you can do it, this is how I often do it, is I imagine my aura. So the bubble of energy that surrounds me, because we're always radiating an aura. And I imagine just, I suddenly see that aura begin to sparkle. I see the light turn on in that aura. Oh, I'm seeing purple in it now, iridescent purple and also white and then rainbow. Wow, that's magic. And I just imagine that surrounding me. And I just imagine that that is my energy field radiating around me. And I begin just filling it with the most luminous, magical white light. So let's just do that for a moment. Calling in divine white love and light energy. I'm feeling it now wash down onto my hands. My hands are sparkling. Waterfalls flowing down onto my hands, down on the top of my head, and now this beautiful circular aura radiating around me. This is the energy of the divine, of your divine potential, of love and light. Call it in. Call it in. Deep breath, just imagine calling in the most radiant, sparkly, beautiful, bright, white light energy you've ever seen. And just imagine your energy begin to sparkle and rise up and become lighter and finer and more magnetic and more radiant and more beautiful. Remember your divinity. Remember who you are beyond this human form. Feel your magnificence, your radiance. Even something like that. And even every time you call in, you connect with your heart energy as well, you're calling in and anchoring in more love light energy into your body. So there's a range of things there that you can be doing to shift your energy. I mentioned right at the start around checking in with your emotional state and doing whatever inner work you can to shift that, focusing on positive aspects, telling the story you want to tell, focusing on what is going right, what is working, appreciation and gratitude. You can be doing that exercise of calling love and light into your energy field and connecting in with your heart, or you can be doing things that are off your bliss list as well. All of those things will raise your energy and your vibration and make you more magnetic and cause you to bring a higher vibrational energy to all that you do. So how do we create then by balancing surrender and action? I really see this beautiful process of magnetism and creation as a co-creative dance and process, and as a dance between the feminine and the masculine. So we come into the feminine when we choose to tune our energy just into our energy and our state of being and to our feelings. And we do that work to become magnetic by turning on our energy field, stepping into the energy states of what we want to be experiencing, of what our desire will feel like when it comes, and we imagine what it would be like to have it. And we begin to radiate the energy of having it. Radiate the energy of it's here, it's arrived. Because the issue we fall into is wanting something keeps us in a state of lack. It keeps us radiating the energy of it's not here yet, I can't see it. Why is it taking so long? It's not here yet, where is it? And when we do the visualization work to imagine the feeling of having it, to paint the picture of what would it be like to have that. Imagine it's right here, right now. What does that feel like? And our energy then begins to radiate a feeling of having it. We begin to activate the emotions within us that we would feel when it had arrived. And then we begin to feel that way now, even before it's here. And that's what makes us magnetic to it, because it has to come. I mean, if you want to call in love and you're doing all this beautiful work to activate and embody and amplify the energy of love within you, you are a vibrational match to love. And when it comes, you're like, yep, sweet, open up, receive it, in it comes. This flows on from what we were doing in last class. So we're going to spend this time, first of all, doing the energy work to feel it, to connect with it energetically, to imagine it, to do our inner work, to raise our vibration and believe in it, to tell ourselves the right story, to appreciate what we already have, to focus on what is working rather than what isn't. And then we keep asking that energy, what is one step I can take? Is there any steps to take? We just wait. Sometimes the ideas drop in. Sometimes you get a pull to do something. Sometimes an opportunity appears. And then the inner masculine shows up and says, okay, let's take some action now. We've done the energy work first. We've come into alignment. We've cleared out what might have been energetically blocking us. Then we take action. Now, doesn't mean your action's going to feel perfect and really inspired and really aligned. Sometimes you do have to just show up and take action anyway. There might be an inspired action step there that scares you, feels uncomfortable, and you still have to show up for that. But this, I always find this balance between energy and action work is so, so important. If I remember doing a program launch, I will have half the time being about showing up, promoting the course, talking about it, you know, putting it out there, and the other half of the time is about self-care, having lots of baths, doing the energy work to imagine my outcome, feeling good, appreciating what is going well, feeling gratitude. I balance the two, and I usually interchange the energies. So I might do some inner energy work, then show up and take some action, and then pull back, do some more energy work, and then show up and take some action. I might do that all several times in one day, or it might be like Sunday is going to be an energy alignment day, and then on Monday I'm showing up and I'm taking lots of action. So it doesn't have to be all happening in one day, and it can be spread over a week, but I do find, you know, or you might find your morning and evening times are your energy alignment time, and then the middle of the day showing up to take action. But it is important that we balance it. If we're only in action, we are discounting the massive power that our energy has to contribute to our results. And if we're only focused on the energy work, we're getting a bit woo-woo, because we do still need to be showing up to take action. It's not just about sitting and meditating and calling it all in. We've got to co-create. There's a bit of both that needs to happen. And that's that beautiful fusion between our inner feminine and masculine energies. That's how they work so well together. Let's see if there's anything else. You know, I think that's it. But I say here, you know, being a radiant, magnetic, divinely feminine woman is your birthright. It is who you are, truly. And I do hope that a lot of the work we've done through this class, this course, has helped you to unravel anything that has been blocking you and preventing you fully embodying that energy. And as we get to this point of the journey, at the end of the journey, I do hope you're starting to feel a stronger connection to that divinely feminine empowered woman, that radiant woman within. And this energy work here, realizing that you have the ability to shift your energy, to change your energy, to turn on your inner magnetism through stepping into more joy and radiance, through doing what makes you feel radiant, through doing what makes you smile and laugh and feel good, through doing what activates your heart energy, all of that makes you this magnetic, radiant woman. A woman that walks through the world feeling confident and content and whole and full, because she knows how to do the inner work to fill herself up from within, to activate the feelings that she wants to feel, and then life just mirrors her. Yeah, and then everything that feels beautiful and wonderful to you will start to flow into your life because you've done the work first to come into alignment with it within yourself. So I do truly feel, I do truly hope that this journey has been supporting you with that, that it has supported you with that, and that no matter where you are at this point, whether you feel you've made a lot of progress or that you're still struggling with some things, please revisit any parts of this course at any time that you need. Revisit the key classes that have been really impactful for you. Revisit any parts that you didn't get to complete. Circle back time and time again. You have ongoing access to all of these resources, and each of these classes will probably serve you at different times based on what you're working on. But I just want to say that I'm so proud of you for making it through to this point of the journey. Thank you for sharing this journey with me. It has been an honor to teach this work. I've loved teaching these principles to you, and I hope that, I just really hope it's deeply served and supported you. So thank you for being here. I'm sending you so much love for the journey ahead. And I really wish you everything that you desire, and wish that you will really come to know and feel what it means to be living in your power, to be feeling your radiance and magnetism, and manifesting a life around you that brings you so much joy. Sending you lots of love, beautiful woman, and I hope to connect with you again soon.